you. You may think that war is about killing and dying and destroying the environment, but to the media it is big business. The ratings are up, the audiences are up, and we at Fair, and we sit through hours of this stuff, I'm telling you, we see a lot of cheerful anchor people out there. And I think they're kind of cheerful because they love the military techno language. You can have Dan Rather talking about intercourse and penetration on primetime TV. So what else do we see? Even when they try to show a debate, who do you get? Well, CNN on Crossfire last Thursday, they had all sides of the spectrum. For the right wing, they had a conservative think tank media basher. For the left wing, who'd they have? They had a former Reagan State Department spokesperson. Thank you very much. And what about the anchors? Is it neutral? Is it neutral to talk about our cruise missiles, our helicopters, our troops? What about objectivity? That's the profession they're supposed to be in. On Tuesday night, Ted Koppel on Nightline, hours after the bomb attack on Tel Aviv, he said, aside, and I'm quoting, aside from the Scud missiles that landed in Tel Aviv earlier, it's been a quiet night in the Middle East. Well, it's all right to focus on Israeli fears, but Koppel was speaking as thousands of pounds of bombs were dropping on Iraqis. Why didn't he ask an Iraqi mother how quiet it was in the Middle East that night? And how many times have you seen the peace movement covered 2 seconds for the protests against the war, and then 2 seconds for a protest, and they say, well, there were people out there supporting the troops, as if the peace movement doesn't support the troops? Well, you've heard here today the people that represent the peace movement. They're experts, too. Women and African Americans have stood out in block against this war. And we want to see them given equal time on the media. If you get home and you see this demonstration covered with 2 seconds blur, you write to your media people, you call them, you stand outside their offices, and you make a fuss. We want equal time, not on the streets, in the studio. You are experts too. You're experts too, and we want you in the studio. Now, there are people moving around in the audience with flyers that will tell you how to get in touch with the media. Contact them and contact Fair and organize demonstrations. Thank you.